Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, joining us right now, covering your New York Giants for The Athletic. I think this is her third time I've had her on, and it's Women's History Month. Look at that. It's Charlotte Carroll. Thanks for joining us again, Charlotte.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure to hop on your show.
Yes, and you're great, and you're great at what you do, and we're talking about the Giants, and I just know that you obviously have had a front row seat covering the Giants this season. How long have you been actually on the Giants beat?
It feels like forever at this point, but it's really only been two full seasons, and I guess really only one full season like training camp through.
Well, good enough, because right now, this third year of Shane and Daboll, I'm like, there's so much up in the air. This could turn into something really good down the line, but odds are this is bad before it's good this year. I feel like Giants fans got to really strap in for what's about to happen. You're going to potentially say goodbye to Saquon Barkley, Xavier McKinney, some other pieces. Daniel Jones, he's coming back from an ACL, but they're not necessarily all in on him. It's the worst kept secret that, you know, they bring in Russell Wilson for a meeting today, and they're talking to J.J. McCarthy at the combine. Like, how do you feel about Shane and Daboll at this juncture as a tandem, right? GM, head coach that have come in, and obviously they have to fix the Giants. They're rebuilding. How do you feel about them in the process of this rebuild?
Yeah, I think it's it's going to be an intriguing point. I think everyone is a little confused and kind of wondering what's going to happen. They're still in charge. They still have the keys to the machine. So we're going to find out what that actually looks like. It's a pivotal offseason that comes down to the quarterback situation. We're going to find out so much. So I'm very excited with the next week and how that unfolds.
I feel like Shane and Daboll inherited players, coaches. They inherited some things that they didn't necessarily love, but now at this juncture, right, they were ahead of schedule in year one, coach of the year, playoff win, riding high, the Giants are back, giant pride, all that, but then they took two steps back last year, and I feel like Daboll said, okay, enough, I'm the head coach, I'm going to do things my way. You don't like it, it's my way or the highway, and obviously they cleaned house of some guys, and I just think that with all of the new coaches, the coaching changes, and all of the pieces that you have to plug in, it's going to be tough to succeed. How do you see the Giants performing with the mix of just so many new faces and names in the building going into this next season?
Yeah, I think it's a really hard time to predict and give you like a record prediction and what that actually looks like, just because we don't even know who's going to be on the team.
Sure.
There's so many free agents. We don't know Daniel Jones. Is he going to be healthy enough to be the starter in week one? Is it going to be someone they sign off the street, like a free agent situation? Will they use the number six pick on a quarterback? So there's so many questions that I still have before we can even get into, okay, is this going to be a competent football team? Are they going to be able to make strides and at least show some progress and not backtrack even further?
Yeah, we applauded the move that they made last year. We're on the phone right now with Charlotte Carroll from The Athletic covering the Giants. We applauded the move to send Kadarius Toney packing, and then the move to bring in Isaiah Simmons and Darren Waller and some of those other moves. Like, now, though, when you look at Darren Waller, he's contemplating retirement, and he didn't do anything this past year. So that's another hole they potentially have to fill. And what I say about Darren Waller or anybody that's contemplating retirement, if you're considering it, if you're 1 foot out the door, you should probably go.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the question, is if that's already the mindset, if that's what's going on, will they still be there? And by the time the season comes around, are you serious about it? I don't know. We're going to find out. It's just another question. And, I mean, it's a good thing for the Giants if he doesn't retire, because it is a tight end that they need. So there's just so many pieces that that they need to fill, and that's another hole that they weren't anticipating, but it might arise.
Yeah, now I got to ask you about Saquon Barkley. I've been talking about it the last couple of nights. I don't feel like he's actually going to the Eagles. I feel like it's a scare tactic in negotiations to say, hey, well, you know, I'll go down the street. I'll go play against our arch. I'll go play for our arch rivals against you. You don't want that, do you? I just don't think that he's got that in him. I think he wants to stay in New York. I think he understands the value of New York. But, you know, in this modern day time, we're talking about the value of the running back, and they're just not valued anymore. They're not paying them anymore. No one's drafting a running back number two anymore. But with the cap flexibility and the higher salary cap, do you think there's a chance that the Giants bring back Saquon and pay him?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, they've already won the running backs by getting through the franchise tag deadline and none of them getting tagged. So they're in a good situation there. They can hit the market and see what that looks like. Unfortunately, there are a lot of really good backs available, but Saquon's at the top of that class with Josh Jacobs. And it's also not necessarily going to be a great draft for running backs. So that helps as well. Are they going to be able to get that kind of a guy? So I think we're going to find out. I don't know if he comes back to New York, because if he gets a better offer, will the Giants match that? I know both sides obviously want them to kind of return and to make things work, but I think if the money in a deal is somewhere else, I don't know if we'll see that happen.
Yeah, I think he moves on. I think I've been talking about the Texans and the cap space they have and how they want to add him to that offense, and he literally was on Twitter last year, I think during their playoff game, saying, man, I miss playoff football. I got to get back. I think Saquon's probably gone. And if he's gone, then that doesn't help Daniel Jones coming back from an ACL. I don't expect him to be able to run the ball like he used to. I expect him to be even more afraid of taking hits. A running back's a quarterback's best friend. If you don't have a running back, and I don't know, if you don't have a number one wide receiver, you also don't have Waller at the tight end, what does Daniel Jones have to work with, especially in front of that offensive line?
Yeah, no, the offensive weapons are going to be key, and we're going to see what that actually looks like. I guess they're going to finally be able to throw the ball a little bit more if they can't run the ball as much, as Saquon being an option. They've got Jalen Hyatt. They've got Darius Slayton returning. They'll have Wandale Robinson healthy again. So there's those pieces, and then there's still that number six pick. So if they don't go a quarterback, it's a really, really strong wide receiver class, as we've probably talked about a ton. So they have an option to get like a Marvin Harrison, a Malik Nabers, a Roma Dunia, So there's that possibility to get that. Like,
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, big go-to guy.
Yeah, I don't think Marvin Harrison is going to fall to them, but if he's there, that's... That's obvious to take him at six if he's there.
Exactly. He probably won't be available, but it's a quarterback heavy, like, 1-2-3, so you never know. Maybe an offensive lineman, Joe Alt. If J.J. McCarthy somehow sneaks up, I don't know. It could be intriguing. So
yeah.
We'll see what that looks
like. Speaking of J.J. McCarthy, I don't think that's the right move. You took Daniel Jones at six, who a lot of people felt like was a reach. The Giants can't reach again for a J.J. McCarthy and put him in this quarterback room with Daniel Jones. I feel like if one of the quarterbacks, the top three, don't fall between, well, Caleb Williams is going to Chicago, but if Drake May or Jaden Daniels doesn't fall to them, then they have to do something else with that pick. But I do believe, like, they have to trade or they have to get a quarterback. Maybe they trade back. Do you believe that Brian Daboll is a quarterback whisperer? I've been talking about this for weeks. What he got out of Tommy DeVito, what he got out of Tyrod Taylor, I just have been preaching. You want that guy to have his own guy. Daniel Jones isn't his guy. They have to take a quarterback somehow, some way in this draft.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see if they can get their guy. They already signed Daniel Jones, making him their guy, kind of. They didn't obviously select him in the draft, but if they're able to get their guy, if they feel really strongly, if that is, you know, a Jaden Daniels, if it is a Drake May, they should probably do everything in their power to get him. I don't know if they'll be able to based on the other teams also needing quarterbacks. So that's kind of the key factor here is even if they're able to put that trade package together, if they'll be able to execute it based on the other teams needing quarterbacks. So it's just going to be fascinating. They're in a six in a really good position, but they're also kind of in a tight spot with the other teams.
Now, Xavier McKinney, they didn't tag him, and there's some talk about him possibly leaving, potentially to the Packers, to the Eagles, I've heard. And I remember during the season he had a little bit of an issue that came up with Wink Martindale. Wink Martindale's gone, but here comes Shane Bowen, and there's a lot of people pointing to Kevin Byard being available. There's a lot of safeties that have become available in free agency. I feel like the Giants move on from Xavier McKinney. What do you think about him?
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't tag him or, like, transition tag him because that was kind of what the thinking was going to be. So by not doing that, they're letting him test the market. He said he wants to be paid like a top safety, which means he's very expensive. So do the Giants want to spend money on that when they have so many other pieces to fill out? That's going to be the question. I don't know. It's kind of it looks like maybe Saquon and McKinney both might walk and not return. So we'll kind of see what happens. McKinney expressed on the Kay Adams show earlier this week he's going to do – you know, he's hopeful that he can make a return, but at the end of the day, it's about the deal he can get. And if he gets that elsewhere and the Giants elect not to match, I don't know if we'll see him again.
Yeah, and again, he's not their guy. They didn't draft him. They inherited him. And I think they're going to look to really start to remake this team, rebuild this team, say goodbye to some of these Giants that have been here the last few years and haven't won anything. And if it takes another 2-3 years to get back to winning, at least they'll be doing it and building it their way.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I think that's kind of, we'll see what happens and what this team actually wants to look like under Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. This is the year I think we'll actually get a better look at that. And hopefully it's enough to keep them around a couple more years and to see that vision come through instead of just in year three, like we've seen in recent years with Giants head coaches.
It's football season all the time. When it's not, it still is. And we speculate and we talk and the free agency period into the pro days and the draft and all that's coming, Charlotte. Thanks for joining us tonight. Go enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Thank you so much. And sorry for the noise at an event and it's raining here, so I tried to step
all
out.
Good. All good. All good. Thanks for giving us your insight.
Thank you so much for having me on. A pleasure as always.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Charlotte Carroll from The Athletic covering your New York football Giants. If there's anything else about the Giants that you want to speak on, maybe Evan Neal, maybe Bobby Okereke, maybe, I don't know. Who's going to return the punts? Are they going to bring back Gunner? Maybe. Insignificant. They've got bigger fish to fry. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're going to continue to talk Russell Wilson, Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, J.J. McCarthy, Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, and the New York football Giants. The rebuild is all the way on. I think they're going to look a lot different next year, and I don't expect it to turn into a lot more wins.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.